I'm Bernard Fox. I was at the Upway Wishing Well School from the year 1951 to 1957. I'll tell you an event that happened that will make you laugh. I was once in the class of Mr. Stokes. He was the headmaster. Now, each day there was a pupil chosen from the class to go out and prepare the milk bottles for the other pupils to drink. And the little job that you had to do, he gave you a screwdriver and you pierced the top of the milk bottles to make a hole in it, and then you would put the straws in. Well, these milk bottles were outside, just outside the front door of the school, and they were in a crate. And I was there one day, and I was piercing the milk bottles and putting the straws in. And in this area where the milk bottles were, the double-decker bus used to come, and he used to park there. Now, a double-decker bus came there one day whilst I was there doing the little job of preparing the milk bottles, and it reversed into the part where I was, and there was a great big fat bus driver. He got out of the bus and he said to me, "Hey," he says, "what are you doing, boy?" And I said, "Oh," I said, "I'm getting the milk bottles ready for the other pupils, mister." He said, "Oh, are you?" He said, "Where are all your mates then?" I said, "They're in the classroom there, mister." "Oh," he said, "do you want to see your mates?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" And with that, he picked me up to the window, and he banged on the window and held me there so my head was against the window pane so I could see all my mates. Of course, all the children inside of the class, they all looked up and started to laugh. With that, he put me down and quickly got back in the bus and drove away. Mr. Stokes, the headmaster, came out fuming, and he says, "What are you doing there, Fox?" he said. "Climbing the wall," he said, "and banging on the window." I said, "Oh," I said, "the bus driver picked me up and put me there." He says, "Rubbish," he says, and then I had the cane. Very interesting thing. Years ago, when I was at the school, in the years that I said before, now, going to school now in our day at the moment is completely different. The mothers and fathers make sure the children are safe. They either take them to school in a car or they walk them to school. They always make sure the children are safe. But years ago, when I used to go to school, it was no problem. You used to be able to go to school on your own or walk the streets with your mates, walk to school, and be quite safe. Now, one thing that we always used to remember doing was in the autumn, it was always a great thing to do, is when we got to school, was always on the road to school, was to pick up conkers. And of course, you see, on the road to school, there's many conker trees, and there was always plenty of conkers, so we always used to love to pick up conkers, and we used to very often, take them home perhaps the day after, and we tried to make them as hard as we could, perhaps put them in the oven or something like that, or put them in vinegar or whatever to try and make them harder, and then we used to play conkers in the school playground and see who the best one was that won with the conkers. So, well, when you used to have a game of conkers, it was always, you see, you used to have a conker with a hole in on a piece of string, and obviously there was a knot in the end so the conker didn't fall off the string. Now, you see, if you managed to hold the conker and be able to, your mate would hold his conker, hold the string, and the conker would be dangling from the string, and you would try to hit the conker. Well, you see, if you won, and if you managed to beat him, well, then you used to gain his conker and put his conker on your string, you see. And so if you managed to do that, but of course, you see, if it was a soft conker, well, then you split it. And of course, your trouble was then you didn't have one to put on your string.
So how did you score?
Well, you just scored by beating him. That was always ruining his conker, generally the shell would break, and that would say you'd won. You see, perhaps the rest of the conker was all right, you see. So if you broke the shell, and then you perhaps would win by the rest of the conker and be able to put that on the string. Yeah.
then you challenge somebody else.
Well, yeah, you would. But then, of course, obviously, your conker was then getting a bit worn with all the hitting, you see. Then you'd lose your conker, and he'd gain all your conkers as well. Right. So, yeah.